What was the education system like before university? Like we've learned that, you know, that in the white schools they had like all the best material, and then the black schools got the what was left over.
What was left over and nothing. Just said, okay, we had to buy all our books. You know, wasn't nothing furnished. We just sent furnished to teacher register. That was about it. Even when I started work, I had to buy my teacher's edition. We didn't give us a teacher's edition. My textbooks were just like your textbooks. And I would have to sit down and work out me a key for every book when they changed it. You know, that was something else. And you had to buy that book. You had to pay for it. You had to buy books just like the students had to buy books. But now, after integration, then we found out that the companies furnished the teacher's edition. And the key to the teacher's edition, every teacher's edition, and the key to that teacher's edition, you have one. See my book stacked up over there? I got math books stacked over here, stacked up over there. Because, see, after I started working at Mumford High, I could get teacher's edition. And then they had us to go through these editions, you know, and check out with our schedule what we're supposed to teach. Well, when you got through, went to the next book, the next 6 years, well, that was just a book. Nothing. You could get that book. You could get to be your book. And see, with every company coming around trying to sell you a book and whatnot, that will allow you to accumulate a lot of good books, you know, right down here in my library, old ASM stack over there. I got some downstairs, you know. And now, but that was one thing. No, no books. You had to get mine. You had to work you out a key. Sometimes you just go and work you out a key because you work and you want to be free of that, you know, that kind of thing. So then a lot of times the keys have hints in them, you know, that we were not privileged to have. And look, and even when we integrated, we were using a different, the black schools were using a different math book from the other schools.
So, was it, did you find that that they were further behind, or was it pretty much equal when everybody went together?
It wasn't that much different. It wasn't anything that you couldn't overcome if you worked as a teacher. And you didn't have that in your mind that, oh, these know more than those know, you know what I mean? You just worked with everybody. And it just turned out all right. But so many times we were blessed because the harder books, they were not chosen. and we got the harder ones. I remember when we had our first teacher's meeting, and here we had different books for them, and so one of my coworkers couldn't look in the book. Hey, cool it.
So actually, they were getting a better education.
I said, hey, cool it. We got the best book. I said, these kids, you know all this stuff in here. I said, these kids going in that college hours for class, and they going to make it. It's not what it is. It's a teach on.
I tell you. I've had to go back and take college algebra again. This, you know, after I've been out of school for what now? Since 15 years now.
Why are you calling me?
Well, I'm not through yet. I may have to. But you know, I think education in Alabama on the whole has been sad anyway. And well,
look,
when you look at national statistics, you know.
And another thing, especially in math. Now I know more about math. I have a major in science and in English. I have a major in science and English and in math, but I always like math because when I started work, when I said I like math, they just gave me schedule. Because some teachers said, it make me teach it. I don't know about stuff. I don't like it. Just like when I went to Mumford High, this Mr. Freeman, I believe he's a young man. He's a young man. I never will forget him. But we were leaving the meeting. We had to come over to Mumford High to meet. He said, "Are you Miss Brown?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "I'm glad to see you. I'm gonna clean my room out and bless you."
He was like, so
"Come
sweet.
On in." He was so sweet. He said, "Girl, I want to do something else. I don't want to do that."
Well, I know when I was coming up through high school, everybody said, "Wait till you get to Miss Brown's class, boy. You really have to buckle down." You know.
Mm-hmm.
And but yeah, I appreciate that because you made us. Mm-hmm. As far as I'm concerned, you know, you inspired me more than any teacher I had. Mm-hmm. You know.
But you know, when I got to college, I looked at so many kids from these big schools and everything and where they were. You know, I said, "Lord have mercy." It was, I don't know, you just wondered. But truthfully, the guy said they had everybody teaching math.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody. English teachers, social studies teachers, anybody. It didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
And the man challenged us. I remember when I went back to summer school after I had finished college, he said Alabama would be nothing until we graduated enough folk in the area of land. And that is true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I strive to get my kids so when they go in that class, they will know what's going on.
Mm-hmm. 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 Well, you know, it's, now everything's so specialized, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
know, I'm taking... I speak Spanish, so I think, you know, I wanted to be able to use that. And
you know what? Yeah, that's a good area.
Yeah, but my advisor told me it was a good area.
Yeah,
and,
that's a good area.
I think they said about a year, 2010, 80% of the United States would be Spanish-speaking population.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And they've already offered me a job at the prison when I get my teaching license, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I don't know if I'm going to go teach at the prison, but, you know, it's a job, you know, probably be a good job, but...
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just want to be able to use that, and then of course the history. I've always liked history.
Mm-hmm. I had 2 years of French in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Then I had 2 years of German in college. I like German better than I like French.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause German to me is closer to the English language.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But that's good because you can always be able to find employment.
I hope so.
You are.
I was telling Mr. Brown, I may want to go to Georgia, you know,
mm-hmm.
or even, you know, they're begging for Spanish-speaking teachers in
mm-hmm.
Pullman, not just to teach a Spanish class, but they have migrant children there that they're putting in special education because they can't talk to them,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what, I don't want to just teach a bunch of kids, Spanish just because they won't ever use it again. I want to use it.
Something
for some good,
want.
You know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, use it for some kids that mm-hmm. teach some kids that won't learn anything unless they get somebody that can talk to them.
Mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's my goal. You know, not just to teach some kids how to say yes and no in Spanish. You know.
You know, I tried to get my daughter. She had taken enough German in college, and they tried their best to direct her over there, but she did not want it. She liked little children.
Mm-hmm.
She liked children.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going into secondary education, so and that gives you a little bit better. You know, elementary ed is so hard to get a job now because the market is just flooded. But you know, even at Jacksonville, most everybody you talk to is in early childhood. You know, and there's very, you know, there's not as many as secondary education. So of course, now the way high schools are, it's almost a scary thing. You know, the violence and you know.
That is one thing they've done. You don't have that fear.
Mm-hmm.
Be sure. You can't teach people you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
If you love people and you treat them like you would like to be treated, I find out you don't have the trouble and you don't make differences.
Mm-hmm.
It goes for what? Everybody, unless there's some circumstances.
Well, I know you never made a difference in our class.
Don't make differences. You don't make differences. And you'll find out. I find out young people want to deal with a person that they know. They don't want a person going to be friendly today, hostile tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And when they get upset, they come in upsetting everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
If you got some problems at home, you just come to them yourself. Don't take them to the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes a difference. I don't know. I love teaching. I like high school folks.
when did you retire?
I retired in 86. Do you know, maybe this time I did really been out 10 years.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, yeah. See, I graduated in 80, so.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't even know who's teaching at Mumford anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't even hardly know who's there anymore. Mm-hmm. But
I used to go out I go out every year to the Greek Letter Math Club, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's such a beautiful what. Sometimes if you're not working, if you're not in school, when they're going to have it, please go out to it.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I thought of it, I wish if our parents would just know the benefits of that. If each family just contributes something to that math program so that they could buy things that,
mm-hmm.
and they would be there for every child as he comes up, you
mm-hmm.
know. Don't worry about, well, you didn't get nothing for my grade.
Mm-hmm.
But if they are for the high school department, they're coming, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So we could have modern equipment, you know, in the areas of the sciences expanding, so, you know.
I'll tell you one thing I've had to learn to do since I've gone to Jacksonville is to work with computers. Because exactly. everything that you go into,
you know, we mess around and got a computer room set up.
Mm-hmm.
About 25, 30 computers. I think about 2 years worth. Then they cut the teacher's unit.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a computer sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
And just like I gave them $100 to the math club when I went out, they always invite me as an honorary member. Because Mr. Johnson and I talked about it, you know, before I left, you know, and Mr. Stevens, you know,
mm-hmm.
that the kids in math worked so hard that they needed something to recognize, give them recognition.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know yourself, to go down and sit down there with them and work, you know, that means you're going to put out something.
Mm-hmm.
And and I got a letter from Mr. Brewer. Mr. Brewer told me he hoped that I might start thinking about, see if we could organize the parents to give something to the science department.
Mm-hmm.
So that we could have better equipment for our children.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that.
Mm-hmm. It's a shame the state won't help more than they do.
But see, they're our children.
Mm-hmm.
It's our community. And honestly, I would prefer my grandkids if they had gone to Mother Day.
Mm-hmm.
Anne thought about it, but she said sometimes they have teachers meeting and whatnot, and they just stay for band rehearsal and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because Mother Day don't have what they...
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
So I just hope, you know, we could wake up. When we wake up and we become as a team interested in our schools and our community, and we do for our children.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all the man, let's see, Kanye is a, I'm not supposed to talk about
that's
that.
Okay, that's fine.
Kanye is a 12th grader this year,
mm-hmm.
Anne's girl, my daughter's
mm-hmm.
girl. And the other one is 9th grade, she's going to the 10th. And our teacher told me, she said, I'm just waiting until she gets all this up and that's kind of way. See, she's going to go in computer wise because she knows she can do.
Mm-hmm.
And the oldest one, I'm so proud of her. She has held on to her honor
mm-hmm.
in all of her years from first grade all the way up. And she has her stone,
mm-hmm.
Her honor roll stone. One time, she got so bowed down in a mask, she said, Grandma, that's enough. Just fight it, baby. Just fight it. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping, I'm interested in it. I believe we can get enough fans
mm-hmm.
to do that. You don't know what it is if they start giving $25, $50, trying to put it all together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the more you give, the more you feel like giving.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be wonderful, I tell you, because you can't even go to the library at Jacksonville unless you can use the computer.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to know how to get that thing going to find out where the books are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, sometimes it's just you stand and watch somebody up there and you just mm-hmm. learn as you go. Especially, mm-hmm. you know, of course, mm-hmm. me being older, it's a little bit, you know, you don't learn. Well, I was going to say you don't learn as fast as you used to.
No, I can agree.
But I think I'm more serious about learning than a lot of those kids.
Well, we all are. The moment too, we are. Mm-hmm. I'm more serious about that.
Well, I sure do appreciate you doing this for me. I think we talked about everything on here.
Maybe some things we should.
Okay, thanks. Oh, I was going to ask you about Selma, about the march in Selma. Did you know anybody that marched? Or?
Yes, I'm not from here. Let's see who it was. It's been, you know, I don't remember, but the Lord, I went from here to Selma.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't go, but the Lord went
mm-hmm.
from here to Selma. To this marching across this Pettus Bridge, you
mm-hmm.
know, and whatnot. Yeah. And you know what? And when you go back, and you know, we were talking early about attitudes and whatnot,
mm-hmm.
wondering how everybody then did not go along with that.
Mm-hmm.
You think about the Underground Railroad.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean? And how Caucasians helped
mm-hmm.
with this Underground what?
Yeah.
Railroad.
Because mm-hmm.
my daddy said, people are people.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all are not just alike.
That's right. And I think, you know, that's the attitude I wish everybody, I guess mm-hmm. thinking that the world is going to everybody's going to have that attitude is wrong too, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. But I think that if we don't learn just to group people because of their race and just look at people for mm-hmm. who they are, you mm-hmm. know. Mm-hmm. And that's the society that I want my little boy to grow up in. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. I don't want him to look at him and say, oh, you know, just because of the color of his skin or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, I want him to be a good person. You mm-hmm. know? Mm-hmm. But, mm-hmm. let me stop this right here.